Well, every day we have those decisions to make. Should we do this? Should we do that? Will we? Won't we? And some of us say, well, I don't have any willpower, you know, especially we come into something we think we should do, but we don't really want to do. And we say, well, I just don't have any willpower. In actuality, there's been a lot of study done about this. And as we understand more about our brains, we perhaps understand more about willpower. But it's interesting that a researcher, one that wanted to know more about willpower, did a survey having people list, gave people a list of 24 self-traits and had them choose their greatest strengths and the ones that, you know, did not a very big strength. And guess where willpower or self-control ranked? At the bottom of 24 different personal traits. That's kind of scary in a way, but it's, I think, because we don't really think about what is willpower. We just say we don't have any. In actuality, we do, because we make decisions all the time. Some of them become habits and we don't have to do much thinking about it. But in fact, we do have, if you really think about the words, willpower, because we decide we will do such and such. Whether that's making a decision about buying a new power tire, or whether it's a decision about, shall I eat that next piece of chocolate? And you know, when I read about things like this, I always kind of apply them to myself, because I would say, when I would rank power, willpower on my self portrait, I would probably put it pretty low. Maybe not the bottom of 24, but probably pretty low, because when it comes to deciding whether I should eat that next piece of fudge or not, it's like, yeah, not much thought, I'll just do it. So I was saying, well, I don't have much willpower. But an interesting thing, I think, related to willpower in a lot of other traits is that the same things that help us have a healthy body will also have us have a healthy mind. And I'll come back to those to kind of review what those are. But think about, you know, what are the things we're told we should do to have a healthy body? Well, it also applies to the brain. But here's something else I learned from this particular article that I selected from a magazine that I get on a regular basis called Whole Living, Body and Soul in Balance. And it just has a variety of different kinds of articles. But I know you've heard about the fight or flight response. You know, when we see a danger, our bodies automatically kick in with adrenaline and we have an immediate response. Our heart rate goes up, the adrenaline kicks in. It's an immediate response when we see this danger point, a fight or flight response. But this researcher also says we have a pause and plan instinct for self-control, just like we have that fight or flight instinct. But we don't recognize the pause and plan as easily as we do the fight or flight, because that stress response is related to immediate survival. It kicks in faster. It has a higher reaction. On the other hand, a pause and plan instinct is trickier to notice. Even though it's an instinct, it's harder for the brain to do because it requires more energy, not less energy. And so this relates to how our bodies do this kick in of either fight or flight or pause and plan. And one of the things that, again, this person says, and I think there's some pretty good research behind it, is that for our brain to function, it's based on glucose in our bodies. And it says that that depends on, glucose is what provides our body's energy. And again, we think of that as being able to, you know, do a little bit more work, do a little more energy, kind of building things with activity. And we say we're tired. Well, our brains get tired also. And according to this person, that does relate to the amount of glucose in our bodies. And basically all of the carbohydrates and sugars that we eat, the majority of our foods, and even some of the proteins are turned into glucose, which powers our bodies. So this research has shown that low levels of glucose correlate to poor performance on self-control tests. We know that we're not at our decision-making best when we're really hungry. Every decision that's not habitual, choosing from 20 bottles of shampoo at the store, uses willpower. You say, no. Because sometimes you don't have to choose, you have that habit. But if there's a whole row of new ones and you're deciding, okay, which one is the best? Or it's something that you don't buy often. So then you have to, you may, if you want, have to take a little bit of time and a little bit of thinking to make that choice. Okay, that's willpower. And it taxes the system at a very low level. However, this subtle taxing effort takes its toll. So this may explain another finding in the research. Our willpower levels inevitably fluctuate. Everybody has moments of strength and moments of weakness. So no one's self-control is perfect all the time. When there's a lapse, it makes sense to kind of reframe the situation, thinking about, well, maybe I shouldn't make this decision when I'm so tired, especially if it's a really important one. Willpower in many ways is like a muscle. It gets tired with use. If you run for 10 miles and do a spin class, your muscles will need to recover. The willpower muscle works in a similar way. Once you use your strength, you need to recover and refuel. But just like we can improve our muscle power over time, we can also strengthen our self-control by slowly and progressively challenging it and building up the brain's ability to tap into willpower. Well, another thing that happens to us when we say we don't have any willpower, or we make a decision and then we say that was not a good decision, again, whether it's a very simple one about taking that next batch of potato chips as a snack, or whether it's a more serious decision about purchasing something, or perhaps having a conversation with somebody that you have had a quarrel with, and you decide, shall I go talk to them or not? The willpower fact relates to all of the decisions we make. We just really don't think about it. And so people with less self-control are more apt to make bad decisions, but when we make that so-called bad decision, like eating the extra potato chips, what we do often is feel guilty. And feeling guilt does not encourage our willpower the next time we make a decision. So we need to feel confident about the good behavior, patting ourselves on the back a bit, but we don't want to fall prey to that feeling guilty every time we don't make that kind of good decision. So, willpower seems like such a simple word. We just use it. I don't have any willpower. But in fact, it's very much more difficult than that, because it is so related to what happens in our brains and what happens to our bodies. We often talk about creating a new habit, and that helps us not have to make so many decisions with lots of thought when we've decided this is the behavior we want and we create that behavior. And we often say that takes at least 3 weeks. But in fact, for some habits, it may take much longer than that. And we need to keep using our willpower, our thought power, maybe that's a better word to use, our thought power longer when our habit that we want to have established has not been. So, as I mentioned, that willpower is encouraged by the same things that encourage our bodies to be healthier. And what are some of those? Just as a reminder, you know what they are. Exercise, keep moving, and whether that's a planned exercise class, or whether it's just getting out and taking a walk, or just being active rather than sitting in front of the TV for hours at a time. Get up and take a little walk. Just being active, keep moving. You know, how many times have you heard that? Well, another one that you hear over and over again to keep your body healthy is eat right. And because glucose is directly connected to self-control and our bodies break foods down into glucose, it makes sense that a steady diet will support good willpower. Remember the advice that I often quote from Emily Kringle, and that is moderation and variety. That would help our willpower also. Lots of sugary snacks, that's a fast fix, but it's not going to keep us going on that diet, that food that we need in our bodies to make good decisions. And give yourself a little slack, give yourself a little self-forgiveness when you go astray, and that also helps. So, where there's a will, there is a way, and you have a will. So, just keep that in mind. And also, here's another easier thought. A good friend is one who listens after asking, "How are you?"